most diabolical haters this side of the Mississippi. I hate you. I hate you. I don't even know you. And I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you.
You shaved it yourself? I haven't cut my hair in so long.
Yeah, actually, it's long.
Yeah, but actually I did I went to a birthday party this weekend for a 1 year old, and it was just like just us and the other family.
Yeah.
And then like the neighbor's kids came a little bit in the front yard, and so I did a bit of juggling for them, and I juggled some torches, and then I was doing my last bit where I'm juggling 4 torches, and then I was doing it to the side because it looks better sideways. Mm-hmm. And then I hear like a buzzing near my ear. And I thought it was a bee or some shit. So I just stopped chuckling and like swatted my... And as soon as I swatted my hand, I realized it wasn't buzzing. It was sizzling. And the side of my hair was on fire.
No one was like reacting?
No one saw it because it was the side that they could see. Oh, the side that they... Yeah, they saw it just drop and I was like, ha 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 ha. And then I was like,
I don't know. Everyone could see, they're like, what a hilarious part of the act.
Yeah.
It's that smell. He's doing fire.
The torches smell like burnt hair. But then I didn't know. I'm like, do I still have a side of hair? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it still looks
intact. Like, it feels fine. Like, and it wasn't that bad. But I don't know what it looks like. It's like even like you burn one hair and you're like, sometimes you like it looks like it's gonna be really bad, but it's not too bad.
Well, it can happen so quickly too.
Yeah.
I was smoking a bowl the other day and the light got the flame got too close to my hair. I was leaning over my bangs. I was leaning over it and it went up a little bit. And I was like, that's it. I'm shaving my head.
Yeah.
So I shaved my head.
I've got my mustache before too.
Yeah,
too long.
Yeah, I'm saying that sucks. I'm
like trying to like light up in winter, like a yeah, winter exactly. Windy or something. Exactly. Like, it's all like a centimeter from my mouth, and then it goes like, right to your fucking nose.
Right into your nose. And all you smell is burnt hair for so long.
Or even burning nose hairs too have been there.
Yeah, yeah.
It always like it hurts, and then you're like, "This is nice." Ooh, I should do this more
often. Clean as a whistle. Yeah,
it's a beautiful accent.
All right.
Yeah.
So let's get down to business, or what?
Let's do it. Another fucking torturous week of Down Under.
Yeah. Honestly, okay, I was just thinking about this. I probably should have rewatched the episode because I don't really remember anything from the episode.
Okay, good, because neither do I.
Great. It's going to be a great episode.
I do remember some stuff. Some stuff stuck out to me. Actually,
okay. You took notes? Oh, thank God. Anything will happen.
It's probably the same thing I remember.
I remember who goes home.
That's it? Okay, well, I'll walk you through the episode.
Oh, and I remember who wins the challenge.
No, I did not take notes.
Perfect. All right, well.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say about the episode.
Yeah. It's pretty fun. What was the challenge again?
No, I just told you I don't remember.
Okay, the challenge was...
Electroshock 1. By doing oh it was the commercial, it was the
yeah.
The soda pop commercial,
the yeast,
the spread, the yeast spread.
Yeah.
Yes. Back in it. Electra's really was the best.
Yeah.
So what's funny is these spoilers that I looked up a couple weeks ago had Electra Shock going home last week.
Thank God.
And, yeah, but she won. So, yeah, I've completely lost faith in those spoilers, which makes me happy, and I hope that they're wrong about the top three. I can't see how that they are, though. I still think this top three is Karen, Art, and Scarlett. I can't see how Rue can get Scarlett to the top after the blackface thing, though.
Oh, okay. That's something that stuck out for me, too. Okay, first of all, it organically comes up in the workroom.
Obviously it's the producers telling them, like, bring this up. Yeah, we have to bring this up.
And then they do bring it up, they address it, they do the whole thing, and then Rue brings it up. And it's like, why didn't they just bring it up once? Like, why is Mm-hmm. Why can't they just bring it up with Rue there, you know? And then, but, I don't know, whatever. They really wanted to punish her, but not punish her enough to kick her off the show.
No punishment, just like a little bit of shame.
Yeah, which I'm fine with.
It, sure, it, you know, shame her and then send her home.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, I'm for second chances. And if something she didn't do like last year, like she did it a while ago.
Rue wasn't about that second chance life when Joe Black wore H&M on the runway, but she was about that second chances when someone did blackface, which is crazy.
Yeah, but she was going to be in the bottom anyways, and she was going to go home anyways. Yeah. It's just a difference. Like, this was like it had nothing to do with drag in a sense. It was...
Well, she did blackface in drag. Yeah, it was part of her drag character.
But the thought process behind doing that is not a drag-related thing. It's just... I don't know. It was wrong, of course. It should have never happened. Whatever. Rechanger was fine. You know what I did like? Is that no one talked about Karen and her tattoo.
Yep.
So either they don't know at this point... Mm-hmm. Which makes me even more mad, because then Karen just sits by and goes,
that was gross. You should have known better. How dare you?
I didn't say a fucking word.
About her own,
giant, like, black person tattoo.
Which is now removed.
Like a cartoon.
Yeah, it's been removed. I don't know if it was lasered off before filming or after, but...
Either way, the action was done. Just exactly. Like painting blackface was done.
Exactly.
You know, and she wore that shit every day. Like,
that was a permanent thing. You decided to permanently put that on your body.
There is layers to
yes, absolutely.
That type of stuff. Painting a blackface for an event and then getting a tattoo, that's commitment.
Honestly, this is going to sound harsh, but fuck the Aussie queens. I only care about the New Zealand queens.
Yeah, me too. Especially after this week, I was like, I'm over it.
Yeah.
I kind of like et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Me too, actually. She made me laugh a couple times. Yeah. She had a bit of a mean attitude, but it was like funny.
Yeah.
So
she had like an original take on...
Yeah, on like, some things.
Not like...
Not everything.
Her outfit's one of the best. Like, for someone who's like, I'm a look queen and I'm like the fashion queen. No. You're like, no, you're not ready yet. No, you're not on that caliber. Yeah. I just watched season 13.
Yeah, girl.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, Gottmik is a look come queen. On.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fashion queen.
Yeah.
Well, you're showing get me
the
not,
fuck out of here.
It's not at that level. Yeah. So get your glow up, come back.
Sure. You know? Sure.
I did want her to stay longer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would have liked to see, of course, Karen go home. Yeah. I would have liked to see Art never come back.
Okay. Karen stuck out for me on this one, too, because, like, I don't remember her ad being very good.
Her ad was shit. Yeah. It's just her in an office being like, my name is about being from an office, so I'm only going to do jokes about from the office, but I'm going to make sure those jokes aren't funny.
Yeah.
That is her character.
What really made me mad was the runway look. She came out as like a volunteer firefighter.
Oh my god, and they loved
it. They loved it.
This is so chic. Are you fucking kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
She's wearing neon culottes.
Like, it was clean cut. Like,
it was, sure, it wasn't, it was like, clean messy. Cut, but it was, the shape was a fucking rectangle.
Yeah.
There was no shape. It looked cheap, and she was wearing fucking culottes.
Yeah.
And I
was like,
not.
I was like, oh, they're gonna trash on this one.
I saw. I was like, oh yes, drag her. They're gonna kill her for this.
You're and so then, strong.
You're thanks amazing. For every week you do, you're so amazing. This is so strong. This is such a chic look. What are they fucking smoking?
What if they look? I don't know. I was really shocked on that one. I was like, this is not.
It's good. Crazy. It's crazy to me.
Yeah, I'm just glad she didn't win because I would have been really pissed.
Yeah.
Electroshock, she didn't have a wig, and she's like, my wigs suck. Like, fuck, girl, come on. She does have, like, subpar wigs.
She has pretty bad wigs.
But she can't paint her fucking
Anita should have left her wigs.
Yeah.
Some, at least a couple. But she looked great. I loved Electra's look.
Me too, yeah.
It was great.
It would look good with hair, but...
Yeah, but I like what she did. It wasn't bad, yeah. I liked what she did. And I think, like... I think it's a look that could be refined and could be done better, but it was good. I liked it.
Oh, I actually really like Kida's commercial. Kida's good.
It was pretty good, actually. She was in the top two, I think. She was in the top three.
Yeah. Oh, and I think it was the reading challenge, right?
They're mean.
Yeah.
Sometimes not funny.
Yeah. Aussies are mean.
Aussies are mean, eh?
Yeah. They're totally mean. Like, as far as street performing goes, it's definitely the meanest place.
Yeah.
It's just, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
They don't like when they feel that like you're you're better than them.
Oh, okay.
They want to bring you down to their level.
Gross.
And they're like, and swearing is like not offensive there.
Yeah, yeah.
So like everyone will just swear in broad daylight. Call you
a fucking cunt.
Yeah. Get fucked, mate.
All right.
All right. Have a nice day. I do some tricks here.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're mean. Mm-hmm. But
not that I'm the nicest peach in the world.
And then fucking Maxie, I don't know, like.
Yeah.
I like Maxie.
But I like Maxie,
you're
too.
You're not doing well, and you should go home.
Yeah,
in
exactly.
The lip sync, I was like, okay, this is
fucking Electro. Yeah,
they're just sending the wrong ones every week.
Yeah, like, et cetera, not Electro.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It was this season is fucking weird.
Yeah, I don't mind. The only reason I don't mind them sending et cetera is I think the humbling will be good.
The humbling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was like,
she needed to be humbled a little.
She was a little delusional.
I think if she had won that lip sync, she may have come back a little bit humbled. Like, if she would have come back being like, maybe. Wow, I was in the bottom. I haven't been, like, she's been low safe the whole thing and then was in the bottom. I think it would have been a bit of a reality check for her.
I like the Utica route where they're like, I killed that lip sync. That was so much fun.
Yeah.
I love lip syncing.
I know, I love that too.
They're like, girl, you were in the bottom. Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah, bro. It's so much fun. It's great. Utica was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, Candy was like, God damn it. I'm in the bottom every week.
It's not fun for me.
I'm so mad they brought Art Simone back.
I know.
She didn't do well.
She did not do well.
What was her outfit again?
What was the runway?
It was like that Sheila, I think, was the theme, but I don't remember what she did.
Who knows?
Like broad.
Like. I know what Sheila means. Okay. Jesus Christ.
Oh, sorry. Didn't know, so offensive.
It was. Honestly, it was a better episode than I thought it was going to be because I thought Electroshock was going home and she won instead, so I was happy. Other than that,
I was glad she won. Yeah. I'm Team Kiwi.
Mm-hmm. Team Kiwi for sure.
But yeah, we'll see. Yeah, that's all I got to say.
Yeah, same.
Well, you watch, did. Yeah, I didn't watch Hispania. I will. Subscribe to WoW.
Yeah, he's a homophobe, guys, so bear with us. I'm trying to change some minds here.
I really try to dig deep on this one. You're lucky it's June.
Well, I watched it because it's June and this Pride Month, so.
Yeah.
I watched it and it's really fucking good. The cast is awesome. The person who went home, I think, is who I... Basically, upon entrance, I was like, that's who's going home first, and I was right. But that's not like she wasn't awful. She was the one who should have gone home, and she did, but she wasn't awful. And the rest of the cast is really, really good.
What was the first challenge?
Design challenge.
Oof.
I know. I hate design challenges on the first episode.
But it's not an upset. But who went
home? Not who went home, no.
Okay.
No. But, yeah, it reminds me more of, like, the UK and Canadian versions where, like, they're not super, like, they're just a little bit more real.
Okay.
Yeah. They call each other fags all the time. It's really funny. Like the Spanish word for fags. But in the subtitles, they say fags, and they bleep out the A all the time. They're like, move over, fags. Come here, fags. It's so funny. I love it.
What did they say for Spanish?
I don't know. It's all going so fast.
Okay.
You'll clock it. You speak Spanish.
Yeah. I'm just curious, because they have a word for it in Dominican.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they have, like, a different word.
Yeah. Super regional Spanish, like, colloquial and stuff. Different, especially with, like, swear words.
Yeah. I forget what it is now in Dominican. I'll get back to you on that one.
Yeah, great. I love hearing those words from a straight man.
I'm educating you on your fucking culture.
Oh, great. Great. But yeah, you should absolutely watch it. And if people who are fans of the show that have not watched it yet, they should, because it's like it's shaping up to be a great season.
Yeah. And then cast reveal of All-Stars.
All-Stars 6, yes. So it's going to be June 24th. There will be a time that all three seasons are airing at the same time.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Pretty excited.
But I'm pretty excited about that show. Except, yeah, All-Stars 6.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm really excited to see Kylie Sonique Love, as she likes to be called now. Mm-hmm. Or just Kylie. And Trinity K. Bonet, of course.
Yeah.
That's it. I think I think Raja's gonna come back with some cool stuff. I have a feeling she's gonna come back and be like good, because she had some good looks on her season. I didn't really like her on her season, but it was hard to deny that she was good. She had good looks and her lipsticks were awesome. So I'm excited to see her.
Who are you least excited to see?
It's a tie for Serena Chacha, Pandora Box, Silky Nutmeg Ganache. I feel like I'm missing some.
Say Eureka.
Yeah, I would put Eureka in there.
Eureka's my number one.
Your number one. She more than Serena Chacha, more than Pandora Box.
I'll watch Silky all day before Eureka.
More than Silky, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
She really got on my nerves. And just really played the whole, I'm fat. It was like her only angle. I'm
totally.
Like, come on.
I think I want, of all of the most hated queens, my most hated queens, not hated. Whatever. Yeah, all the bottom queens. I want Silky to go home first just because I cannot fucking take her confessional look. Her confessional look is unbearable.
It's become comedic to me now how awful
she is at everything.
Just her skills and all this stuff. She does understand humor. She can be funny.
I don't think she understands humor. I think she accidentally
she just Mr. Magoo's her way through these
competitions. Yeah, she's Mr. Magoo. Yeah,
and they love it, you know. And it's just become comical to me that they just
Mr. Magoo is Leslie Nielsen.
What?
Mr. Magoo is played by Leslie Nielsen. Yeah. Okay. He understands comedy, but Mr. Magoo the character does not. And Silky is the character, not the actor.
Oh my god. Silky. It's a hot mess. But not even hot. Just a mess.
You're a hot mess! Yeah, there's a lot of scruds on this season. But there's it's being premiered with a 2-episode special.
Ooh.
So I think maybe they won't have someone go home the first episode. Maybe it'll be something like that.
Yeah, maybe they'll do it long form like the regular season.
Uh-huh. Or maybe we'll get to see 2 people go home.
That'd be nice.
That's also nice. depending on the two. Yeah. But some of these queens that are being like, there's no chance of you winning. Like Serena Chacha, you're not gonna win.
Yeah.
Pandora Box, you're not gonna win. Why are you trying? Chili Caliente, you're not gonna win.
Yeah, I just
like Trinity K. Bonet could win. Raja O'Hara could win. Ginger Minge, I guess, could win. She's not my favorite, but that's my unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
I want Sonique to win.
Yeah.
Or Trinity K. Bonet.
We'll see. I'll get a feel after the first episode, because I'll give the benefit of the doubt some queens that I haven't seen in a while, like Jiggly and stuff. Like maybe
I like Jiggly. I do like Jiggly, like as a person, and I think she's done really well for herself in her career. She's on a bunch of TV.
Mm-hmm.
She's done really well, and I think that's awesome. I just don't think she's like great at competing. Mm-hmm. She's not good at the challenges. So
we'll see.
Yeah, we will see. We sure will.
Yeah. The book?
Yeah, Towers of Sunset.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we're at like page 280?
That's what I'm at. 283?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been like, I audiobook most of it.
Mm-hmm.
And Yeah, I thought I was at part 6. Turns out I was at part 5. So today I drove and listened to what was after 2 seconds.
So when you started listening to it, what was happening?
He had just like woken up and was recovering from the ship.
Oh shit! Oh, yeah. That sucks to have ruined that. Yeah. So you read all the aftermath and then went back and read the.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
we're getting ahead of ourselves.
This is I found out why I wasn't that like, why I didn't catch on that I had skipped a bunch of stuff, because I kind of left off right after they battled the wizards.
Okay. So it was that, like so you thought too, right? So you thought like, he was recovering from yeah. that? Right. Okay, well, that's like skipping right into the
middle. Yeah, right. Yeah.
What did you think of?
Yeah. I think about what
of like the beginning and like
the story. I like story the beginning
of,
a lot.
Yeah.
I like the whole. It's West Wind, right?
West Wind. Yeah.
I love the whole.
West Wind's awesome.
Whenever there's like badass ladies that
yes.
are in charge, I'm like,
yes.
This is my nation.
Yes, totally. Absolutely, yeah. I love it.
And he's just like this effeminate boy. That
yeah.
like referring to.
Yeah.
But he's like. An expert swordsman.
Mm-hmm.
I like him.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
Yeah, I like wrestling. He's yeah. fun. Yeah, I like the whole star where they like kind of just.
I really like that he pretty much has total control over his wind magic, like right from the start of the book.
Yeah.
Like he's like pretty powerful magically without really understanding like the intricacies of it, but he knows that he can control the winds.
Yeah.
Which is pretty sweet.
Yeah, which I don't fully understand.
So, okay, so this was, I had this thought when I was reading this book, and I don't think Towers of Sunset should be the second book read in the series. It is the second book, well, it's the second book published, but I don't think it should be the second one read.
They say it is, it should.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so weird, I just find there's so much stuff that is written in this book that takes for granted the amount of knowledge you need to have for this book to make sense. Like there's a lot of flip-flopping between points of view and a lot of talk about order and chaos magic in a like more advanced
level. There's definitely times where I was like, they would do something and I'm like, did they explain how this works?
So, they don't do that a lot, but they do in other books. Yeah. They explain how order can shape wind
maybe
and water
like
and stuff.
The technique.
The technique, you...
things to like,
for
so
sure.
that people want to keep reading and then...
For sure.
You do get more information.
For sure.
Go,
that's why
like,
he did
oh,
it.
Oh, that time, well, that's how he did that.
Exactly. And it's and that's... Yeah, that's a cool way of writing because then like, all of the information is kind of like barfed out all onto you. And mm-hmm. then you, as you read books... The blanks are filled in.
Yeah.
But I find it frustrating. I just want to know.
Yeah.
things like, I don't want to be like tricked into finding things out. I want to learn the whole basis of the system and then read stories about people who use it without knowing it. But like I, as a reader, can understand the system well mm-hmm. because I've read other
people. Yeah. Especially when it's like, because this book was written, it was like third person view
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
Like completely different.
Completely different, yeah.
Which usually you'll get more information when it's written like that, I find, because then the narrator will explain
exactly
the power, even if the person doesn't know. You
it's
know?
Like third person omniscient.
But right. No.
But no, yeah, no.
So, yeah. But it was a little refreshing to change like point of view paces. Because I do like that you can go into Majera and. Like,
yeah. I like seeing different people's perspectives.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Clarice is a fun character, but yeah, it's still fun to jump around.
Creslin,
yeah.
Clarice is another character.
Yeah. I know, and I keep mixing them up, and it's really annoying.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a cool beginning. I like his ski down the mountain, escaping
his
the guards.
Yeah. That was a fun one. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And I really like how, I mean, so we know now, about being halfway through the book, that Creslin and Majera are on their way to Recluse, and they're basically going to start settling, because right now it's, like, barren.
Yeah.
And doesn't really have a national identity, but it's cool, because Creslin comes from Westwind, which is kind of, like, the Recluse of the world.
Yeah.
In this time.
It's very,
it's
like, there's rule, it's like...
It's an order stronghold. Yeah. And they're all, like, known for being the best guards. And, like, you don't cross those West Wind guards and, like, the best swordsmen, the best fighters, whatever.
Yeah, and they don't grow anything. Like, they have to import... Like, they are basically, like,
recluse. Yeah, well, recluse grows a lot of things, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. But they can't because they're in the mountains. The West
Wind. West Wind can. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it's cool to see that that was the kind of Order stronghold before recluse. Mm-hmm. And to see them going to recluse when it's not the way we know it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I do like that. You're seeing the beginnings of
recluse. Yeah, and I also think that that would have more of an impact had the reader read more books about recluse.
Yeah.
Because then you can go back and be like, it would be more like, oh, wow, I've read Recluse so many times. I've read someone travel from tip to tip of Recluse, and now it's like just a barren
Wasteland. I do like I see its origin story now.
Yeah.
But it still makes me want to read more Recluse.
For sure. Yeah, yeah.
Like, even if it's like 100 years after that. Or,
yeah, yeah. You know, kind of thing. There's a lot. He has a good spread of timeline.
Yeah, because it's not that old if it's like 500. This is like 500 years before, right?
I don't know the exact numbers. I think it's more than that. But maybe not much. I don't think Recluse is like a super old nation. I think it's at the time of Larissa's, I think it's max 1,000 years old. Yeah. But like probably not even.
Okay, so the first one in Recluse years was 1850, and this one is 900.
Okay, yeah. It's 950 years.
Yeah, 900 years. It's still quite a bit of time, but...
Yeah, that's like long enough for a civilization
to... Yeah, it's fun to see like other towns that were in the first one.
Yeah.
Still there.
Yeah.
Something with a J, I forget. Yeah, like...
There's the Jellicoe, there's Finard.
Finard.
They went to Finard. That's where Laris like stayed in. Finard. It is a made up word.
I like how they have the. Yeah, sure.
They went to Mongren.
Yeah. I really like the Great North Bay.
Yeah, I know. I always think of like North Bay in Ontario. Yeah. Same. Yeah. That's where my dad grew up. Yeah. Well, one of the places my dad grew up, yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. I loved his escape and then his whole little journey.
His whole journey was cool, yeah.
People trying to fuck with him.
Constantly. Him, like, wind blasting them.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. And then, he finally gets to Fairhaven, and I thought this was cool, and I don't remember anyone else really doing something like this, but maybe I'm just bad at remembering. But when he was drinking the cider and he was just like wondering about what the apple was like that the cider came from, and he reconstituted the apple from the cider.
Mm.
I thought that was like pretty high level magic. Like that seems like crazy.
Well, he's like a crazy high level.
Yes. Dude. Yeah. But that seems like a complex thing to not just like a boop.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was cool, and that's what gets him in trouble. Loses his memory, goes to labor camp. That's sad.
Yeah.
The whole time Majera is like being a bitch.
He loves writing like bitchy like women
characters. Yeah, she's basically exactly like Tamra.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she is white.
Yeah.
She's white instead of black. Magic. I feel like I remember Majera doing more.
Yeah.
But she hasn't really done much.
No, she hasn't.
And I remember her supposedly being like super powerful. She's supposed to be super powerful.
Yeah, well she's starting to do more where I've read.
Okay.
But it's more like what's his name? The black...
Claris?
Claris, yeah. He starts to, like, inform them both about...
Yeah, he becomes their teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's teaching her about, like, how to become a black.
Okay. Oh, cool. Yeah, to become gray.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Because one of the white wizards in Fairhaven, like Jenred or one of those, was like that white bitch who, or that she's a gray who thinks she's a white or something. Or maybe it was one of the black wizards that said that.
Yeah, it's not really clear yet if she's going to be gray or black. Because he's like, being a gray is super hard.
Yeah.
So he's like, you're better off just probably picking one or the other.
Yeah, yeah.
Because being both is really hard. So, but she might, yeah, I don't know. She's like, powerful or whatever, so I don't know. Yeah, but she's just playing like hard to get with Cresslin and just being bitch and then. Your body looks good.
Yeah, I know. I was like, damn, you hot though. But don't fucking look at me. Yeah. I'll creep on you when you're changing. But don't even look at me any time of the day.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Like, okay.
Like, if his bod looks good and he can fucking sink 3 ships, I'd bang it.
Yeah.
What the fuck, girl? Come on. Yeah.
Absolutely.
What do you have to lose?
Everyone talks about how gorgeous he is. Yeah. Everyone's like, pretty boy.
Yeah. He fights like a fucking... like
demon.
A demon.
Yeah.
Hot. Best. So hot.
So hot.
Like, what more do I have to do?
Yeah, seriously. And we're married also.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they got married. Yeah.
Yeah.
Real joy-filled ceremony.
Yeah. Yeah, just like adventuring. Yeah, they did, went on a boat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Okay, well, so before that, there's the first battle with the wizards.
Not the first. He's had like a bunch of battles with wizards. But the one, so after him and Majera have met up, they've married, they've left Mulgren, I guess, where Duke Corwheel, her cousin, is.
Mm-hmm.
He names him co-regents.
Yeah.
And gives them like some soldiers, and he's like, go to recluse.
Yeah.
So on that run when he fights the wizards.
Yeah. That was cool. That was sweet.
Mm-hmm. But he keeps on fucking up weather systems everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, what's his name? Cresslin kind of tells him about that. Claris. Like, you realize, yeah, Claris. His fucking names. Yeah, he tells him how, like, you know, you change one weather pattern, it's going to change it somewhere else. Yin yang, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Like,
Yeah. Guess I shouldn't have been fucking around with Shen all this time.
Yeah, and he's teaching Cresslin a lot about black and how to, like, infuse order into things.
Yeah, yeah.
And now, because he's thinking, like, on recluse, he's like, let's, like, grow some berries.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Put some order in that shit.
Yeah, this, I love that. Now it's just, like, creating a nation with magic.
So, but like, okay, so Cresslin controls weather, well, like winds and, well, weather. Mm-hmm. He can fucking make storms and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Is that part of white? I guess, I just answered my own question, because Cresslin, not Cresslin.
Claris
kind of answers that question where he's like, if it's justifiable to, like, to do it, like, if there's order in
the
thing, and but it doesn't go like unnoticed, like that you do affect other weather patterns and
stuff. Yeah,
and
he
gets like super fucked up after.
So his battle on the ocean in the ships where he brings up the water spouts was so cool.
Yeah, it was sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, sinks 3
ships. I love how before he's like, what do you think would happen to a ship if like a water spout hit it?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it would get destroyed. And he's like, I see.
I think at first he's like, what's the worst thing that can happen?
It was, what's the worst
thing? They're like, fire. And like, okay. And then they start throwing fire at them.
Yeah.
Like, okay. What else?
What's the worst thing that water can do?
Yeah.
Like, water spouts are pretty bad. And he's like, yeah, okay. I think I can do that.
Yeah. But yeah, I didn't know that doing order magic can like fuck your body up that much.
Yeah,
you didn't see it in the first book. You only saw that from like the whites who would.
Yeah, you saw like Justin. Justin used a bunch of magic and got like aged, and even in this one, Claris, when he's using his order magic, his hair grays a little bit.
But that's like, yeah, but Justin was using chaos, wasn't he, when he like got older?
Well, I don't know if it was clear when he was using, he might have been using chaos when I aged him.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I didn't know that order did that too.
Yeah, I think it, depends. I think you're just using a lot of like energy. Like it's just taking a lot out of you. Mm. Just a lot of, magical energy to do it.
All right.
But order magic is cool. The more I read about it and learn about it.
Yeah, it's cool. Didn't really explain side of things, but whatever. It kind of makes sense. Like, because it's such a like broad term, the order and chaos.
Yeah.
So, like, and you can see how it could apply to.
Yeah. And you get kind of, in the first book, you get kind of a one-sided look at order and chaos. Yeah. They do say how it's not as one-sided as Laris thinks it is, and like it's more than this, and it's more than like,
yeah,
but you only see a little bit of order magic and chaos magic. Yeah, you only see it in its like pure forms.
But I'm like, now I'm wondering, is there, so we saw how Laris does it, which is like the
he's basic. Like a, he does like pure order magic, order magic,
and then there's like the weather. But is there anything else?
Yeah, there are other uses for order magic. Yeah.
Like what?
There's one, I forget in which book, but there's an order mage who's like an earth mage. He does like earth magic.
Like Avatar? Like.
Yeah. And like, and like lava and stuff, yeah.
Ooh. That's sick.
Yeah. And someone else that does like pure order magic. That's really cool. Preston
should do like Aang and control the winds and
a little wind ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. If I were any of these people that had this power, I would be practicing all the time, honing skills, practicing new things, developing new talents. I would be so good at whatever my power was, because it's all I would do. Practice my magic.
Jerk off, practice magic.
Yeah, repeat. Jerk off with magic. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
it's great.
I can't think of too much else. It was like we really blasted through.
Mm-hmm.
A good chunk of it.
Mm-hmm. Probably expect to finish it by next week.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm already at page 320, so.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm curious to see where it goes. They like just got the recluse and they're like starting to set shit up.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, yeah, they haven't gotten there yet, but when they get there, it's pretty fun.
Yeah. Okay. I'm at the part where they've just landed and they've met the people, and Creslin just killed that guy that was a baddie. He's gonna.
Oh, yeah.
I intended to kill him and rape Majera.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love that part.
Yeah. And they're all like, what the fuck? And he's like, he wanted to kill me and rape my wife, so I killed him first.
Yeah, and then Majera gets pissy with him after that.
Yeah, she's
like, you're just killing people. How is it fair that you can just fucking murder people and no consequences, and I use chaos, I'm going to die soon. Like, well, because there's reason. He's like, he was gonna kill me and rape you.
Yeah.
So
I guess next time I won't.
Yeah.
Kill him. She could have taken care of herself.
She does shortly after that.
Oh,
something happens.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Yeah.
But it is fun to get some knife scenes in there, because the first one didn't. Like, Laris wasn't a knife fighter. He was staff.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like knife scenes, yeah. Like sword fighting.
Yeah,
It is cool.
Yeah,
it is cool seeing like an order mage who's good with a blade, because that's rare.
Yeah, and I just like the idea of like this guy who's like seems to be like my size.
Yeah,
twink of a man. And they're like, you're gonna fight me?
And he's okay. Oh, if I have to, yeah, I will.
He just fucking murders them.
Yeah,
and he's never like, oh my god, it doesn't affect him.
No,
which I love, because I've heard it so many times.
Mm-hmm. Like, and there's a lot of that in the series too. Like there are order mages that cannot deal with death and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
which whatever. But
it's cool because they find other ways to deal with people.
Yeah.
Which is cool too.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, just like that. Yeah, he'll kill him and just be like, I gotta wipe, gotta clean my fucking blade and
go on
with my day.
Yeah, because before Laris would like knock people unconscious or like disarm them and prove how he was not to be fucked with and then walk away. You know, sometimes he killed sometimes, but like not often. He killed like
a wizard and stuff.
He healed wizards, yeah.
Yeah, which like, and that's what makes me mad when people are like, oh God, I killed, is when they would kill someone who's trying to kill them.
Mm.
And I'm like, dude, whatever. Oh, this is justified.
Yeah. Like, and you're also like, it's like lawless medieval. Yeah. World.
Yeah. Especially, yeah, like this place is just like in the first book, like out of Recluse, it's just everyone's trying to fuck you.
Yeah. Out of Freetown and out of Freetown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just the fucking anything goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So looking forward to reading the rest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's cool stuff.
Too much else to say. I like all the characters.
Yeah. Same.
I'm like hoping there's not gonna be any betrayals. I really enjoy the like back and forth that the book goes between. Like they'll jump to like Cresslin and like his adventures with everybody, mm-hmm. and then they'll jump back to I don't even know the like white mage who's trying to kill them.
Yeah, Jenred.
Jenred, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, "All right, what's happening now?" And it's always like, "They fucking killed all of us." Yeah.
It reminds me of like a spoof of like Star Wars reports where like generals are getting reports.
Yeah.
Like, the rebels took our fleet. Like, what the fuck do you mean? God damn it.
Lucy's like, all right, send the fucking wizard.
And yeah.
Like, okay.
And all right.
He killed the wizard.
He killed the wizard, sir.
Send the boats.
It was like, it was nothing. Yeah. Send the boats. Okay, what happened with the boats? He destroyed all three of them.
Destroyed, yeah. Oh my God! Even when he like had his escape in the mountains, they're like, "What happened?" What? He's like, "He escaped, sir. I don't know. A storm came, and oh, it was so funny."
Yeah,
it's just like Inspector Gadget. Okay, yeah. You next time, Gadget. But also, I'm like, how are they hearing? Like, how is news traveling that fast?
Well, like through magic, they have magical means of conveying, especially the white wizards.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. And the order, like all the wizards have ways of communicating fast. Yeah. And
but I'm just like, how many?
Also, it's a way to. It's one of the only ways that Modisit marks the passage of time because he doesn't often, like every once in a while, he'll say in passing, "It's been a year, it's been a couple months, or whatever," but. When they explain, like when you're in those time, in those scenes where Jenred is being explained, like what's happened, you can assume that a couple weeks have passed.
Yeah.
And kind of like figure out a timeline.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just wondering, like, how many more times is he gonna send these goons to do his job until he fucking.
I think a couple more times.
It's just send in the goons!
Oh, the kids are like, we have new.
He took out how many ships?
How many? We're going by ship.
He's also a sword master. What the fuck? Yeah, and he's with a bunch of other fucking wizards too.
Yeah, like, yeah, he's just one of three wizards.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm loving, and they're always like really short chapters. It's always like. What happened? Fuck. All right, let's do this.
And then, yeah. And then it'll go back to them and be like, is that a ship coming after us?
Yeah, it's like...
Oh, I don't fucking think so.
Yeah. Yeah, he like, it's pretty fast-paced in that sense. Because, yeah, it does, like, go from, like, they'll plan it. They'll be like, all right, send these people. And then next chapter, they're riding along, like, are those people?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, they've been traveling for, like, 4 weeks, three weeks, or whatever. Maybe not, but whatever.
So, yeah. So, I'm loving that.
Yeah. That's good.
Yep. Got a song for the week?
I feel like I did and then I forgot. What have I been listening? What happened in this?
In what? Room this, or the book?
In the book.
It's like another classic, just adventure tale. It's like very similar to the first one in that sense, where it's just like this guy's like unexpected journey. This one's more unexpected. The other one's like kind of more planned out.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed unexpected, but then I feel like everything was kind of planned out.
Yeah, and yeah, in retrospect, yeah. Yeah. His mother, Dylas, is like, no, he was never like, he's doing exactly what I wanted him to do.
Yeah.
I don't know what song.
I don't know. There's like anything maybe with the Westman clan. Some bad bitches there.
You can do bad bitch Ludacris.
Boom.
Nailed it.
I'm sure it's their anthem. We work hard, we play hard.
Okay, well, here we go again. Ben doesn't know what he's talking about. That song doesn't exist. So here's another song called The Bad Bitch Anthem by Young M.A.
Hey. Zombie in the track. Get it. She a certified bitch. Thoroughbred bitch. She a boss bitch. Get a bread bitch. Ass on thick. She a well fed bitch. Unapologetic. She, I said what I said, bitch. Got more Chanel than Chanel.
That's a fact.
Lace front. Couldn't even tell.
That ain't cap.
Coordinate. Gotta make the bag match the nails. Them hitting hoes. Never get her mad. She just wishing well. Pussy on Febreze. And she keep it bald, Mr. Clean. Left, right, putting on her jeans. She not a bitch, she a queen. But if you say a bitch, say she that bitch. And if you say a bitch, say a bad bitch. She bad in the real life, she no catfish. It's not a man song, it's the bad bitch anthem. Got a short temper, but her band's long. She finesse anything she put her hands on. She gon' twerk to this, turn it to a dance song. It's on her playlist, all you hear is A-A-A, bitch. And she fuck it up, ooh. Got a house, got a car, got the truck too. She a dom, she a boss, she a thug too. Sit wine, drink Henny, hit the blunt too. Ooh, pussy on Febreze. And she keep it bald, Mr. Clean. Left, right, putting on her jeans. She not a bitch, she a queen. But if you say a bitch, say she that bitch. And if you say a bitch, say a bad bitch. She bad in the real life, she no catfish. It's not a man song, it's the bad bitch anthem. Can't stay up by the mirror.
Ooh, get it.
About 30,000 pics in her camera.
Okay.
And she never need a nigga to take care of.
No.
Went from crying in a Uber, now she crying in a Phantom. Boss bitch, but she keep that Glock too. Don't get it twisted, yeah, she pretty, but she pop too. And she be with bad bitches that will ride too. And if your friend jump in, she'll get mopped too. Ooh, pussy on Febreze. And she keep it bald, Mr. Clean. Left, right, putting on her jeans. She not a bitch, she a queen. But if you say a bitch, say she that bitch. And if you say a bitch, say a bad bitch. She bad in the real life, she no catfish. It's not a man song, it's the bad bitch anthem.
It's the bad bitch anthem. It's the bad bitch anthem. Ooh, ooh, fuck it up. Ooh, ooh, she fuck it up, she fuck it up. Ooh, 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 fuck it up, girl. Fuck it up, fuck it up. Fuck it up, ayy.